Call a horse on the left. If you have two horses on a team, do you have a name for them?
No name that I know of.
Okay. What would be a lead horse on a team?
Lead horse. Now we never run a 3 or 5 mule team, but it's one's usually a single horse ahead, and have the two back here and one in the middle in front, and that's your lead horse.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think what you're talking about, when they use these 4 and 6 mule teams, I believe it was the front horse on the left was what we call a wheel horse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now that's something that this is just something I've heard. We didn't do it. We didn't hitch that many to one load here.
Think you might ever call them a haul horse?
Never heard that term.
You know, the G and the haul business?
Uh-huh. I've never heard that call that.
Okay. If something is not right, near at hand, if something's not right close, you say it's just a little something over.
It's a little ways over.
Okay, good. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, okay, you might say that you had a blank before dark. You have, is it talking about distance now? You have a blank before dark. It's a phrase. Okay, if someone came up and asked directions and they said, how far is Salem from here? And you say, well, it's just down the road.
Just a little ways.
Okay. And if it's further than a little ways, you might say it's a
good piece.
A good piece. Okay. If something is very common, and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you know, you can just find it just about anywhere. You'd say that you can find it just about
any place.
Okay. All right. If someone slipped on ice and fell this way, how would you call that?
Fell backwards.
Okay. And if he fell this way, what would you say?
Forward.
All right. Would you repeat that again, please?
Forward.
Okay. Forwards. Okay.
Yeah.
And sort of a question, say, if someone came up and asked you, said, did you catch any fish today? And you say, no, blank, a one. What you put in there?
No, not a one.
Okay. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why she's blaming me, why is she blaming me? I'm blank wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Okay.
That now is about now.
No, ma'am.
It's okay.
Someone apologized for breaking your rake or something, and you say, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. Some people might say no ways or something.
Uh-huh. That's right. I see what you get at now. Okay. You know, and I've heard these terms all my life.
Right.
Around. Now, like I said, if you could come in this country 20 years ago, you'd have really had some
right.
Good ones.
Yeah. Well, you see, we can pretty much tell what's going on. Not what's going on, but how things are
They're changing. I don't know what you call it, progressing. I guess you would.
Well, hopefully they'll do another one of these studies 30 years from now. We'll find out the difference now.
Right.
A crying child might say, he was eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Okay. If you were sitting in the house one evening, say about 10 o'clock or so, and the windows were all open and you heard a noise. You might say that noise was blank in reference to being outside during the dark.
A strange noise?
Or something. Well, if you ever hear, maybe give you a better example here.